This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is already facing an impeachment probe over his request for Ukraine to investigate his political rival Joe Biden. Now he's asking another country to do the same. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
He's publicly acknowledging telling Ukraine's leader to look into the former vice president and 2020 opponent.
It's a very simple answer. They should investigate the Biden.
And then, unprompted, added another nation to the list, China. The president's been trying to raise suspicions about Hunter Biden's business dealings there, but says he has not yet directly asked President Xi Jinping to investigate.
Certainly something we can start thinking about.
There's no evidence of any Biden wrongdoing in China, and Biden's campaign chair says this shows the president's acting out because he's scared of Biden beating him. Yesterday on KOLO-TV, Biden dismissed the president's attacks.
I'm not going anywhere.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Meanwhile, lawmakers heard testimony Thursday from the former special U.S. envoy to Ukraine, who has become a central figure in the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Kurt Volker was testifying behind closed doors to three congressional committees investigating President Trump's July 25th phone call with Ukraine's president. Volker's role on Ukraine, along with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's confirmation that he was also on Trump's July 25th call, has deeply entangled the State Department in the impeachment inquiry that is now shadowing the White House. An update on Wall Street, with all three major indices finishing trading in positive territory. The Dow rose 0.47%. The S&P added 0.8%. The Nasdaq rose by 1.12%. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.